Thus far, we spoke and heard about cultural identity. Now, I would like to provide you with insights on the different cultural expectations with regards to education. Why is it important to adapt the educational goals of American schools? Every individual's happiness depends on whether they can speak and express their feelings and whether they can be heard and people are listening. Early childhood education in American schools focus on building the speaking and listening skills in children. The primary reason we see a lot of conflict in school expectations and parental knowledge is the fact that sometimes all this is not explicitly shared, nor do we explain it well enough for parents to understand. The reality is that a child's cognitive development, which is speech and physical activity, start right in infancy. But speech at that time is internal speech. And research has shown that speech and physical activity go hand in hand, which means that you may not see them explicitly say words, but they are actually making connections. And that's called internal speech. Vocabulary development actually starts very young. And their vocabulary development at age 3 can predict subsequent success in reading comprehension. Now, this concept is not understood by most people. And that is why they take preschool education so lightly. People also assume that the real understanding just suddenly escalates when they get to grades 3 or 4. That's also another fallacy. Fluency in word reading in grade 1, that is, the number of words they can say per minute, can predict the reading proficiency in grade 3. And if you really look at curriculums, most of the academic word or academic vocabulary tenets, which would mean word problems in math, or for that matter, academic words, start appearing more and more in social studies and science in grade 3 and 4. So it is natural that if they don't have fluency in grade 1, you can see that their struggles actually start manifesting themselves in grade 3 and 4. So what happens? These upstream problems eventually become downstream failures. So rather than trying to address these literacy issues as they first emerge, and that requires observation, what do? We wait for failure and then try to fix it like a band-aid. But we only gain partial success. So it is important to build foundational skills, see where problems emerge, and then fix it. Next, let's listen to a grade 1 teacher who talks about what takes place in grade 1 and what are the kids learning in language? What are the components of language that they need to learn? In many households, children are encouraged to talk and listen to them until the child starts questioning and asking, why? Why did this happen? Or why are you asking me to do this? Soon the parents want the child to stop asking why. Stop asking why. Just do as I say. The parent gets exasperated, and as the child gets older, parents want the child to speak less and less, be seen more and more, and be seen doing more and more. Then suddenly in high school, they notice this child is actually not talking much, not initiating any conversation. And all they do is, to every question you ask, they give you monosyllabic answers. Yes, no, maybe, nothing. Now, you suddenly start worrying, why does this child not talk? This hierarchical culture of minimal communication with elders or parents does not support the educational goals in schools. Starting as early as grade 1, teachers expect students to critically think. So now, let's hear from an experienced grade 1 teacher, Mrs. Pat Talbert, what kind of learning takes place in her classroom. Stay tuned to hear more about Decoding Education, Cultural Identity, and School Culture.